All right. Fire up. You're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 with the Mad Scientist.
What's going on, guys? Woo! We are back for another one. Hey, I am super fired up. I hope you guys are super fired up. But, you know, I really hope that you guys are just getting value out of this podcast. Like, let me know. Send in some questions. And let me go ahead and get to it for you guys. Look, so today, what we are going to cover is going to be something really cool, something really unique. I'm going to actually talk about how to create engagement. Engaging with your audience, engaging with, you know, your new customers, engagement. That was my like echoey voice. Anyway, so engagement, what is really engagement? I think that's something that we all should kind of look at closely and go, you know, like, all right, engagement, is that someone who clicks on something? Is that someone who clicks on something and gives you a reaction? Is that someone who clicks on something, gives you a reaction, and follows you? Is this someone who clicks on something, gives you a reaction, follows you, and interacts with you? All right. Engagement. What level of engagement, first off, are there? I just told you. Like, so rate your customers and your visitors and your page viewers and all that by that engagement. There's four versions of it. So this engagement is going to be what, you know, really minimizes. I was talking about with my best buddy, business partner of mine, and I told him, I said, look, I am going to make up a new word. Call me Don King. She said, what? Yeah, new word, momentumize. We're gonna create momentum. We're gonna momentumize your business. So momentumize your pages. Are you running any kind of events? Are you running any kind of specials? Are you running specials in conjunction with an event that has a promotion, ad, or follow through to a sales process? Aha, some of you are saying no. Some of you are going, well, yeah, we have something like that, or I think so, but you're really not sure. So let me give you a concept. I'm going to actually use something that I'm doing currently right now, because I told you guys from the very beginning, I'm going to be telling you guys what works, like the stuff that I'm using, stuff that I get for my business, that I work for, stuff that I get for my customers and my friends, and so on, right? So what is the tip or the trick? This is the tip slash trick slash fast track. If you want to engage, all right, 250,000 people, pow, take it off, all right? You can do it following this method, all right? So first off, what you're going to do is you're going to need to post for about a week, and you're going to have to post relentlessly. You're going to need video. You're going to need photo. You're going to need photos and videos. You're going to need still photos with interactions, slide transitions. You're going to need word text post, all right? You're going to need all four of those, and you're going to need to do those randomly throughout the day, 4 times to 6 times a day. All right. What you're going to do is you're going to create a lot of buzz and a lot of motion. You're going to be getting it going. Right. Have you ever seen like the Transformers movies where the Wiki kid loses his mind? He's like, kitten calendar. I don't even know how he said it so fast. Kitten calendar. Just keeps repeating. Right. That's going to be you with your ads. add it. Just keeps repeating. Add. All right. That's how you got to be. So what I mean by that is this, you know, get some kind of app, get some kind of program, a popular app or program that I've used in the past. Oh gosh. What was the name of that app? I honestly can't remember, guys, but you can hop onto your phone and just type in, you know, social media apps or, multitasking social media apps, something like that, and it'll pull up once for you. No one is better than any other. I think it was, would it be like Buffer or Buffer. I think it was Buffer is what we use. And you can use like 3 accounts for free, and then you can get a paid version that gives you access to even more accounts. So you can actually sync all your accounts in there. All right. You can make 4 or 5 posts, time them to go out, go to do whatever you got to do. Before you go to bed, you make 4 or 5 posts, time to go out on the next day. And you see what I'm saying? And boom, 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 boom. And you just do that for like a week. And then the following week, you know, you're going to throw in, boom, an event. And it's got to be interactive, giving people something that they really want, giving people something that they need and would get anyway, whether it was with you or someone else. Doing your business, doing your style of business, so that becomes the instant motivational drive. But now you have traffic that you've created from these other posts. Now, a cheater way to do this, and it's really not a cheater way, but it's the paid way. The free way takes it extremely long to do it. But if you want to pay to do it, run a $5 boost, then run a $5 boost on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and the post that performed well last week, the last post on the Friday that performed well, you're going to repost it and boost it on Monday. On Monday, you'll have new ads that came out. Tuesday, new ads that come out. The top performing ad goes live on Wednesday again as a repeat with 5 more. And then so on, so on, so on. You keep doing that for a month. And then what you'll find is you're going to get a lot of followers, a lot of engagements, a lot of followers, a lot of engagement, a lot of followers, a lot of engagement. It keeps repeating. So getting calendar, getting calendar, getting calendar, right? So guys, that's how you can build a fan base very quick. You boost things, you boost your popular ones, you increase your views, you spend $3-5 running it up just for one day, and then you take a day off, and then you get another performing one, and you $5 or $10 the next day, and then you know you do another one, and it's $3 to $5, and then it's only one day increments. But every time you're doing that, you're getting 4 or 5 new likes. You're going to be getting, you know, 15-20 new viewers. You're going to be going into other people's accounts and doing it. Next thing you know, you're going to have this one thing that just blows up, and it has all these crazy views and interactions and looks, and that's because you created momentum. You momentumized your account, and then you're following through with some kind of like gripping engagement opportunity that is giving away something that people will want or are going to get anyway with or without you. That makes it valuable. So now you've got value. My gosh, that value word keeps coming up. But now you got value. Now you have momentumization. I'm loving saying that word. I'm just going to be spilling that one out for next month. Anyway, so you got momentumization of your business. You got value. I'm going to say it one more time. Momentumization and value. When you couple those two together, all right, and then you take running ads underneath to help boost it up and give it a little bit more appeal. You can do this on Facebook. That's a good way to do it because Facebook is the largest social media network. You do that. I have an account with Instagram because Facebook owns Instagram. So you can market in 2 places at once, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. And that's a good way to do it. Now, how do we not only have ads, not only have things that are made that are being posted, but like how do we create like a higher click-through rate? And this is really interesting. I was reading an article from the Forbes website, and did you know that although Facebook ranks videos higher, there's so many people doing videos that video actually gets viewed second to, guess what? A photo. A photo's worth 1,000 words. A video is worth maybe none. So you got to post some photos. That's going to help you a ton. But you also have to do videos. So one cool thing to do is this. Your event. Have a live video stream for your event. have, all right, a live video stream for your event that'll boost your page up. Then you're gonna go ahead and have videos in your commercial ads. That's gonna boost your page up. Then you're gonna have tons of photos that are getting tons of interactions, likes, and shares. That's gonna boost your page up. Then you're boosting your page already. And while you're boosting your page, you're running an ad that's continuous. And you're tweaking it every 3 to 5 days, because every 3 to 5 days, you should be getting new stats. And you're like, nobody's spending money there. Nobody's clicking over here. Let's cut off this. Just keep trimming the fat. And then you're going to have a very 99.9% lean steak, right? All right. We want some Angus beef. All right. That's what we're trying to get to here. Now, that right there is a quick steal, crazy option that a lot of people just don't know. Now, tell me that wasn't a power-packed 10 minutes. I mean, I don't even think we're at like 11 right now. Maybe we're at 11 or 12 minutes. That is a power-packed 10-minute, 12-minute, podcast. But I'm not going to beat a dead horse. So I'm going to make this really quick, and I'm going to jump in there. Now, I wanted to read something special from this book, so give me a moment here. I'm actually going to get this book here off my bookshelf. And I wanted to read this to you because I thought that this was just something that was really, 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 really cool. All right. So, rules for a successful Facebook page. A lot of us have Facebook pages, or if you don't, you need to get one. But have Facebook pages for our businesses, but we don't really understand like what declares a successful Facebook page. And there's certain things that have to be done. One, you need to validate your Facebook page so that it's seen as an official business. Two, you need to be deliberate and manage your expectations for your page. All right. Be very methodical on how you plan to grow the page. And I just gave you a methodical process. So as you're doing that, focus on your smart branding of your page, which means everything you're doing, you're using a hashtag with your company's name or some kind of initials that refer back to your company. And then that's embedded on everything. Like for us, it's hashtag the Lower Bill Co. And then at the end, powered by the Lower Bill Co. You're getting bombed with the Lower Bill Co. So that's how we brand. And repetition is memory. You know, an average person has to see something 5 to 7 times. But if you do something and see something 5 to 7 times, it starts to become ingrained in memory. And when it becomes ingrained in your memory, people, that's when your ad doesn't have to have as much pizzazz to get their attention. They just see it and they automatically know who they're looking at. It's like Best Buy. You see the Best Buy sign, 9 times out of 10, you don't even read the words until you've seen the sign. Have you ever noticed it? Like, you look at that and you go, oh, Best Buy. Then you realize the wording says Best Buy. All right. So that's kind of the concept. Same with like McDonald's. I've driven down the highway and seen the arches without any writing on them. But you know what that arch means, and you stop there for a snack or coffee or something, right? So there you go. Give your page a human touch, all right? Don't just post like nonstop business stuff. Like if you are a friend on our page, please friend us if you're not. We'd love to follow you back and share and interact with you. But crazy thing is, like, I put all kinds of crazy stuff on our Facebook page. Not all the time, but like I'll do like live videos and my kids will be running around like half naked in the background chasing each other with swords in my office. And I'm like, yep, this is the everyday life of a business owner. You know, entrepreneur for sure right there. It allows people to connect with your personal side and allows people to see who you really are. That gives you that human touch. So, you know, being creative, edgy, and, you know, having like a two-way dialogue, create some interaction posts, you know, ask people stuff, put up a poll, and see what people want, and then give them what they want, what they're asking for. Engage with fan-to-fan conversation. Be live on your page. If you're not going to be interactively responsive all the time, you need to set up some kind of automation responder that will do it for you. And by doing thus, you will create an interactive page, which, by the way, Facebook does grade you on. So the faster you respond to messages, the higher your page ranks. Same thing with your Instagram when it comes to referring companies of people who will have the same interest. The higher your page ranking is, the more likely it is you will appear on that list or closer to the top. You know, when you go to, you know, making a word of the month advocacy easy, you know, I like to have like events of the month. You can do words of the month. You can do events of the month. You can do sales of the month. Like one day every month is going to be when you do like a flash sale. We did that with a customer. They killed it. Like every time they did a flash sale for them, they were a really small company. It was a mom and pop shop, and they were making like $4,000 or $5,000 every time they did it. So it literally, like, they put it in the middle of their month, and if they weren't doing well at the beginning, boom, it paid off all the debt. If they were doing well in the beginning, boom, it paid off the next month of debt. And then, they just kind of jumped ahead. But they did it. And, I mean, they literally cleared, I think, $3,000 or $5,000 every single time. And they didn't have really any overhead because they lived above where they worked. So it was really cool because it was all, like, one, the whole building was owned by them. So just kind of really neat, interesting little setup. There was a food setup, but nonetheless, you know, create consistent calls to action and monitor and measure or track your web page there with Facebook and or Twitter or Instagram or whatever it is, right? Always track your stats, because that's going to tell you where your audience and your trends are going so that you can adjust your marketing appropriately. And then when you put that with that 100 click per day program that I mentioned in the previous podcast, now you're homing in on your audience a little bit faster and a little bit more aggressively. And when you do that, it allows you to become more aggressive in your marketing, which doesn't mean like you're going to be like, buy my stuff right now, I'm going to punch you in the eye. No, it's like, yo, I'm right here. Hey, right here. It's like being a kid in the room, and like you really want the teacher to pick you, so you like you raise your hand, then you like start waving your hand, and then you like jumping up and down kind of in your seat, you're trying to wave your hand, and then finally you just jump up, me. Be a little aggressive. You want customers, you got to earn them. Be a little aggressive. All right. With that being said, guys, I'm going to hop off here, get off my soapbox. We have slid into about 17, 16 minutes, but I think if you apply this, this will momentumize your business and or page. So let me know if this little trick works for you, and dribble. I can't wait to tell you about the next podcast. Stay tuned for your commercial advertisement at the end with your special offer. Pow, pow, pow. Hey guys, thank you so much for being a part of the Lower Bill Company and our podcast. Look, I am super excited. I can't wait to give you some more information, give you some great things. So what I'm going to do right here, right now, for those of you who are on our podcast, go into our description, go all the way to the bottom. You're going to see a cool link in there. Click on that link. Get the free digital download. It's going to give you all kinds of cool tips and tricks to get like insane tax breaks. It's going to give you tips and tricks on how to like outspend your customer. It's going to give you, outspend your competition. It's going to give you all this great information. You guys just got the 100 click per day formula. And then on top of that, I'm going to actually give you guys discounted rates on any of our service that we offer, as well as our products. So check it out. And because you are a part of our podcast family, we're going to give you a huge 50% cut on that. And it's going to be valid for a limited time until the link goes down, until we hit our number that we're wanting to hit. So that is how you're going to get around the holiday special. If you missed it on Monday for the Cyber Monday, don't worry. Use this link. Save big. Look, thank you again. I can't wait to get to the next podcast. So I'll see you when I see you. Peace.